My next claim is that college is a scam. Hello.
Hello, hello.
What's your name?
I'm Maddox. How are you
nice
doing?
To meet you. Good.
So, college is a scam.
Well, let's define our terms. College being traditional four-year college.
Of course.
University, not community college or technical college.
Of course.
A scam, if we can agree on a definition, is where a majority of people who will go through the institution or business, they're not getting their money's worth, their time's worth, and they're being deceived when they sign up. So do we agree on those terms?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Well, what would further definitions, what do you think is the purpose of going to college?
The purpose of college should be a traditional liberal arts education, the pursuit of what is good, true, and beautiful.
Okay.
That's not what it is. It should be the betterment of yourself and your soul, nurturing your character and becoming a better citizen, understanding the deeper things in life. At the very least, though, it should be preparing one for the job market. Do you think college does those things?
I think it does, but I would add on to your point that I think not only is it for the betterment of yourself, but it's for the betterment of society. We need historians. We need certain majors that may not make as much money. I think those are for the betterment of society. Would you agree that there's some majors that may not make money, but are still essential
to
society?
It depends. Do you think that getting a degree in gender studies is good for society?
I would agree, yeah. Why would studying gender not be good for society?
Well, learning that men can give birth is not exactly a good use of time, is it?
Is that what they're teaching in college right now?
A lot of colleges, yeah. According to the Center for Disease Control, they no longer say women can give birth. They say birthing persons.
Okay.
Do you think men can give birth?
Do I think men can give birth? I think that...
yes or no question.
I think that a person who was assigned male at birth, I don't think they can give
birth. Assigned male at birth? So people are not male at birth?
I think that a person...
See, your evidence that college is a scam, my friend.
College is a scam?
You're lacking in a lot of
wisdom. Well, here, we can continue right now. So, gender studies. Do you think that studying gender is not essential? Should we not deepen our understanding
of
gender?
Well, first of all, I don't think gender... We're going to get there later. I don't think gender exists. I think that there are two sexes, infinite personalities, and no genders. However, let's get back to the core contention.
Well, here, can I ask my question again real quick?
Well, I'm going to get back to my core contention. A scam... So the majority of kids that go to college, if they end up getting a job at all, they end up getting a job that does not require a college degree.
Do you think that certain jobs that may not associate with a direct major can incorporate skills that you learn from a major? I think I'm an econ major, and depending on what job I do in the future, I can still use the skills learned from
that. So tell me about Milton Friedman.
Tell me about Milton Friedman. He is an economist from...
How about Thomas Sowell?
Thomas Sowell.
Ludwig von Mises.
Well, I will say that I'm a first year. I'd love to see you answer the gender studies question.
We will get there later. That's what psychedelics are for. Who's next?